بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون. Before carrying on with the surah, the next surah, At-Teen, the surah which is known as the fig, with regard to figs. With regard to the previous surah, Mufassirin have written another very great point with regard to the great honor and position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the surah, Surah Alam Nashrah, Allah Ta'ala, the Mufassirin have cleared this point that there are three great favors of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has mentioned. One is, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, that did we not expand and open your heart for all the knowledge of Nabuwwah, which was the greatest knowledge. And we put all that knowledge, in fact, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I have been given the knowledge of the people of the past and of the future, all that knowledge after Allah Ta'ala, the greatest knowledge that is by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other great favor, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرًا, and this great responsibility, this great weight that was a back-breaking weight that we had put on you, we had removed it. And we made your task of nubuwwat easy for you. Otherwise, just the acceptance of wahi was also very, very heavy. But Allah says, we made it easy for you. And the third is, perhaps the greatest, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, and we had made your remembrance very high, very great and very honorable. The point the Mufassirin explain here, that each place Allah Ta'ala refers to with the pronoun that you, Sadrak, Wizrak, and Zahrak, and Zikrak, that your position, you, Allah Ta'ala refers to. Otherwise, according to language, it was sufficient to say that we expanded your heart and we removed the difficulties and the hardships of Nabuwwat, and that we had made very high your remembrance. But that everywhere Allah says yours, sadrak, your chest, your bosom, and we had removed this weight which was very heavy on you, and your position we made very high. This word your, the pronoun, Allah Ta'ala uses it openly in all three places. From here, the ulama have written, this is to explain that this was especially only for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else did Allah favor with these great, great favors. So Allah Ta'ala has referred to the very great position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us an aota of that realization also, that who our Nabi is. And consequently, may Allah make it that we build our relationship with our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and the rights which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has got upon us, that we can try and at least become conscious of them and at least try and fulfill them. And which is commonly related to us, recitation of Durood Sharif, and that also with passion and feeling, and to follow sunnahs as much as possible, and to propagate them, practice also, propagate them also. In this surah, Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of four things, of teen, which is figs, zaytun, the olives. Those are two material things which Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of. And then two spiritual things, Turi Sinin, the Mount Sinai, and Hadhal Baladil Amin, the city of Makkah Mukarramah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained one unique point here, that first Allah Ta'ala has explained about material benefits. In other words, if you want to get through to somebody, you want to invite him to deen, you want him to accept deen, to practice upon deen, then first approach him with material things. Be good to him, kind to him, invite him to tea, invite him to a meal. All these things win his confidence. And now present deen to that person. Don't just go headlong. He doesn't know you from anywhere, and now you are only presenting deen to him. He will find that very hard. And we find consequently Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amal also on this. When the first time he invited the Quraysh towards Islam, he had arranged a feast for them. And after feeding them, then he presented deen to them. So that is what is very important. Whenever we want to wean somebody over, and for the sake of deen, first wean his heart. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, before I even think of making the islah, correcting any person's spiritual life, my first worry is how to gain his love. That if he loves me, then whatever I will forget say, just he will see my actions and he will correct himself. And he will live his life correctly. So this great lesson is taught here, that we want to get through to somebody for the sake of deen, first wean his heart over. And it's your common saying, if you want to get to the heart of somebody, get to it through his stomach. In other words, feed him, make him happy first, and then wean him over. So Allah Ta'ala has taken qasab of the fig also, and the zaytun, the olive. And we find in 18 supara, in the ruku, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah has given, used the zaytun, the olive, for the great, great benefits that are in there. In here also, ulama have written, there are great benefits in figs, and also in the olive. And not only in the fruit, the fig, and in the olive, but even in the tree, every part, the leaves of it, the roots of it, Allah has kept great, great benefit. And the Hakims have explored this very, very greatly. And they usually use this a lot in their medicines also, for there are great benefits in it. So Allah Ta'ala has explained this, and these benefits man can witness and sees them with his own eyes, because he experiences it. And unfortunately, we, due to Western medicines, etc., we are greatly deprived of the great benefits of the fig also, and of the olive also. Otherwise, there are great, great benefits, and they are available, alhamdulillah, to a great extent. Olive has become very commonly used amongst our people. The fruit also, which we have, though many people find it still bitter and don't like it. It's just a matter of building a taste for it. Just like for Zamzam water. Today, unfortunately, we don't get the pure Zamzam water. But when it was freely available, then that Zamzam water, the taste of it also was different. But the minute a person builds his taste, then he can't drink other water besides Zamzam water. The same thing with the olive, the fruit of it also, and the olive oil also. Like that, many people don't like the taste, but it's just a matter of building that taste, and then you can't do without it. And if we go in the Arab world, we see that these two things, the olive and the oil of the olive, is used very freely. And great, great benefits there are in it. For whatever disease we can think, especially heart disease, etc., the olive and the olive oil is extremely beneficial. And so these things Allah Ta'ala has made for the benefit of mankind, and the minute a person gets a taste of it, then he will know what the great enjoyment, the enjoyment also is, and the benefit also of it is. May Allah give us tawfiq. Figs are not always available, but dried figs are available. And that is also very, very greatly beneficial. And where we can get this figs, especially people like from our own gardens, not from the market, where nobody, no non-Muslims' eyes have fallen on it, and we get that pure fig, there can't be anything better than that. And the zaytun also, mashallah, the Palestinians, they also have it, they have this tree, and in their houses there are those who press out the oil also. that pure oil that we can get. No other factory or anywhere can we get that pure oil. And very fortunate if we get that pure oil and we get that pure zaytun and also the fig. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned them, every the three of it, all the benefits of it, and then in front Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the spiritual benefits of the Mount Sinai, that is where the olives abound, where they are plentiful. And also Allah Ta'ala has taken the qasab of the city of Makkah, which was the place for the beginning of revelation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to guide mankind towards Jannah, how to live his life in this world properly, and how to get that he will finally get Jannah and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has revealed all that through this Mubarak place of Makkatul Mukarramah. May Allah give us the real respect and honor of these places, and also of the great benefits which Allah has kept in his Kalam.